Hello, hello. Good morning. Good afternoon. Good evening. Oh, well. Sunday, February 23rd? Yeah, 2020. Hour two of the show, Republic of Texas Radio. China government is telling you the truth. They have to. They're the communists. They have it in your interest because they're for the people. That's funny. Yeah, that's the legend, whole thing about the communists, right? It's all for the good of the people, comrade. It's all for the good of the people. Then why does the high priest of China, Ping, right, why is he always in charge? Because he's been the exalted one? And they don't tell you because it's for your own good. And they kill you for your own good. And they cut out your heart and give it to somebody else for your own good. Communism is, well, there you go. Anyway, I don't like it and I don't trust it. And, you know, doing business with the communists is, it's been a stupid idea. You know, I'm just going to say that. Go on, Alan. What do you got? What do you think?
I was just sitting here watching, flicked it over to China News Central. And it shows people walking around here. Some of them have masks on. A lot of them aren't wearing masks. Maybe that's just because they're all sold out, you know. But like in this country and other countries, actually, especially in China, because you know they've got this whole system where you know they can find anyone in their whole population in like 15 seconds or something. But that was before everyone was wearing masks. Now, what's that doing to their facial recognition systems? Or will they have to adjust their algorithms to be able to recognize people with their N95 masks on?
Well, they've been working on that for a while, and generally speaking, that whole thing that happened with Hong Kong, or that is happening with Hong Kong right now, as they resist being, you know, enveloped into China, you know, they've been trying to track down, and they most likely have a dossier or a file on everybody that participated in the little rallies to keep Hong Kong free as it was. But they've been working on this for some time, but they're kind of throwing their country into a little bit of state of chaos, and they might be able to handle that. We're going to see, but they are getting the outcome that they've been looking for quite some time. And that is, a smaller population, Alan.
And, you know, speaking of the facial recognition stuff, I did see, I think it was over in, was it in Britain, where people have figured out a way to defeat the facial recognition software by painting their faces to look like Marcel Marceau on a bad acid trip. They're walking around with these funky designs drawn on their faces in face paint, and to screw up the facial recognition, the spotting points that they use to gather your information. And I don't know, that seems just a little bit extreme to me. I'd rather just get rid of the damn facial recognition crap and not have to walk around like Marcel Marceau on a bad acid trip.
Oh, no, I was watching and I know I'm sliding a little bit on coverage here, but I was watching a little bit of stuff on the Santa Cruz teachers strike. I don't know if you heard about that, Santa Cruz, California. They have a teacher strike going on, Alan, and that looks like a bad acid trip. You know, you see the students and the faculty protesting out in front of the university with green hair, purple hair, this and that, and it looks like a cartoon show to me. You know, Bernie Sanders bus in the background, and they're complaining, and rightfully so. You know, they want another $1,400 a month for all the whatever faculty, you know, so they can actually live in Santa Cruz. And, you know, I don't know. It's a market bear type situation. If you can't do the job for the price that you get, then don't do the job, right? There you go. Go away, you know, but on the other hand, you know, they wouldn't have the teachers, therefore shut down the school because the area is obviously, you know, overpopulated Definitely overpopulated, but mainly overpopulated by immigrant workers, as they're calling them nowadays. They don't. Somebody stole my charger. I think my phone is yelling at me, saying that my battery's dead.
Hey, Steve, speaking of the West Coast out there, changing the subject a little bit, but not too far, what about you brought this up to me a while back, and I haven't heard much about it, 209-mile-an-hour straight winds coming, what, onto the coast?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, isn't that great? You know, don't know if that happens much on this planet. Don't know why it's happening. Probably a good idea might be because of
eyewall of a tornado or something, maybe, but 209-mile-an-hour straight, there were straight-line winds just coming kind of like the normal breezes off the ocean, but it was 209 freaking miles an hour?
I don't know. I really don't know. Isn't that the whole thing, the solar minimum is causing that? You know, we can't tell. You know, I know we can sit there and go onto the internet and do all the research that you want. Maybe you can even go into the colleges and find some professors that are going to tell you what's going on. But are you going to ever know the dang truth? Because that professor is being bought off by, well, his livelihood. You know, well,
of course we have to believe it, Steve, because he's been peer-reviewed. Other guys just like him have said, oh, no, he's telling the truth. Hey, you know, Vince Minnelli had someone on his show last week, and this guy came out, and he was talking about a theory that I hadn't heard before, that, you know, when the Earth goes through, you know, supposedly, you know, we go through these pole shifts and pole flips and stuff periodically through time, and this is one I hadn't heard before. He said, actually, that when this happens, he said, you know, why do all the planets spin, and why do we spin the direction that we're spinning? He said that when his theory that he proposed was that when our poles flip, that actually the Earth stops, and you know and all the water and everything, of course, you know, keeps moving, and that's why, you know, supposedly they found sediment from the East Coast in the Grand Canyon in layers or something around there. And where did the Grand Canyon come from, anyways? Because that's a long time to carve out that big of a canyon right there. But this guy's theory was that when the poles flip, the Earth actually stops, and it stays still for a short time, and then it starts spinning the other direction. And this is why the last time we were spinning west to east, the sun rose in the west and came up in the east, and when the Earth stopped, you know, the water sloshed, and that's why it came back around the way it is. And then we started spinning the other direction, and it's about time for us to flip again, and the Earth will stop and start spinning the other direction, and that's where these, like, the great floods, you know, stories and everything came from. Just another possibility that was thrown out there that I thought was rather interesting.
I don't know. Really don't know. Let's go to the phones. Sherry in Kansas. Hello. Good morning.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning, Sherry.
Oh. Hey,
how are you?
Oh, pretty good.
I heard
Alan,
you on the show
I
heard you on the show yesterday, and you were talking a lot about herbs and things like that. I was rather impressed with your knowledge. You got into that pretty deeply out there, huh? Up in Kansas.
Oh, I've been into that for, gosh, a long time. Alan, did you listen to Dr. Martin Paul on Ingrid's show last night?
Yes, I did. And I almost hate to listen to those shows, Sherry, because, like I said, you know, I've told the story about my niece, you know, and my sister-in-law, who is a doctor, you know, who sat there and said it was the MMR vaccine. I watched it happen. You know, every time I see that, you know, I get angry and I get frustrated. And believe it or not, I, you know, me, a grown man, I start crying because I think of my little niece and the potential that she had that has completely been taken away from her now. And that, man, that's something that's wrong.
You know, the lady who has the show on before Ingrid, Sally El Cordy, she had a lady on that says that she does cranial sacral therapy herself, and she says she's seen a lot of help with these children that are vaccine injured with doing that. And that's, I don't know if you've ever heard of that, yeah. but I've looked into
yeah.
it.
Yeah, well, you know, my brother and his wife, they have managed to bring her out of you know, just a deep, you know, not being functional at all, through, you know, juicing and, you know, some mild, you know, natural chelation type things, trying to draw, you know, some of the crap out of her that was put into her. But still, you know, we shouldn't have to be, it's like I told my younger brother, you know, I said, you know, don't take this in the wrong way, but we shouldn't, you know, be sitting here having to be happy about your child functioning at the level of a well-trained chimp, you know, being able to punch a little, you know, a little electronic thing to, you know, you say, I want juice, you know, or something like that. You know, it's sad that we have to be, we shouldn't have to be happy that she's able to function at that level, because she should be at our level, being, you know, normal, instead of being damaged like she is.
Oh, yeah. But my question to you, Alan, is you talked about how these frequencies, the studies, he's seen a lot of studies, and the frequencies are breaking down the cell membrane or something and allowing more calcium to get into the cell. And I don't expect this today, but if you think of a good word picture to explain to us, if you know what's going on, why that, you know, all that extra calcium getting into the cell where it's not supposed to be, obviously, you know, well, why that is bad.
In our cell membranes, there are, you know, we you know, everyone talks about, you know, receptor sites, you know, and et cetera, et cetera. You know, all these specialized little places, and there are it's a selectively permeable membrane is what it is. And there are calcium ion channels, there are sodium ion channels that allow the life processes that we've been in, you know, endowed with to proceed with things that were in our natural environment. That's why, you know, our used to be our food. You got your food from, you know, ground that was healthy. You know, the farmers used to let their fields lay fallow so they could recover and have the same nutrient value, and the plants would grow good and they wouldn't be diseased because they didn't have, you know, what they needed getting out of the soil. You know, instead of just stripping it bare and using chemicals to replace it with, it has the same, these chemicals, they might have the same molecular structure, but if it's not in its natural form, it's the molecule does not have the right shape to you know, fit in and unlock those little locks in your cell membrane and be able to get in and do what it needs to in your cell respiratory, you know, the processes that go on in your cell that keep us alive. And what the frequencies do, basically you have to know a little bit about like harmonics and resonance and, you know, the positive effects that could have and also the negative effects. You know, if it goes to a certain extent, you know, it can set up standing waves in a structure or some type of a, you know, anything, you know, wood, bricks, mm-hmm. everything has a resonant frequency. You know, it's like the classic example of the lady, you know, getting up and hitting that high note, and you see the wine glass start to vibrate, and then, you know, eventually the glass shatters. It's because it's hit the key resonance, and basically that's what a lot of this EMF radiation is doing. Different frequencies react with different materials inside your body, different densities, different structural makeups of cell membranes and various other things inside your body. And different frequencies will dump into and affect, you know, your liver, your kidneys, you know, whatever, because they're slightly different in makeup. So that's why, you know, that they say that there's frequencies, you know, these ELF frequencies that they can hit, you know, close to our natural human resonance. You know, 7.8, you know, gives you basically good feelings because that's our natural resonance. You get up into like the 10 range, you know, then people start getting irate and really upset. You know, you drop it below that, people get lethargic. These things all have different effects, and we are bathed in something now that was not here for most of our existence on this planet. Our vaccine is the only cause for autism and a lot of these maladies. Now, I can't say that for certain. Are they key triggers that cause it? It seems like, yes, that is probably a possibility, but it's everything that we're being hit by. Sure, we're being hit through the air. We're being hit through our water. We're being hit through our food. We're being hit through what they call medicine. You know, everything is something that's not supposed to be in our environment, and everything is detrimental to us. It's just depends on how far do you want to call it civilization when everyone is dying because everything is so convenient.
So it's basically that what he's saying with the calcium is that way too much is getting in a place inside the cell where it shouldn't be.
Yeah, yeah. The certain frequency could hit that calcium ion channel and lock it open. So it doesn't regulate how much gets in. It just says, hey, you're calcium. I'm letting you through. You know? Yeah, that could very well be a possibility. The exact mechanism, you know, I can't sit here and tell you that. I don't have the electron microscopes and the big labs and scientists and technicians to do that. But, with any effort, that shouldn't be hard to figure out if they actually wanted to tell us.
Well, it was interesting that he said that one of the problems, or what they're saying that really seems to get people, is the pneumonia. And he says that this frequency stuff with the 4G and 5G and stuff is actually causing things that happen when you do get pneumonia, which is what
it basically does is it degrades it. They can it probably more than likely has a degradatory effect on your immune system, on your white blood cells, everything that makes up your immune system, your lymphatic system, basically. And I'm not sitting here, folks, I'm not a doctor. I've just got a scientific mind, and I kind of was in that. I've taken a lot of physiology. I did get to play with electron microscopes and look at stuff and play with stuff. And it can be a scary world out there. We are actually fairly delicate mechanisms, if you want to look at it that way. We seem hardy, but, and when we're in our natural environment and we're nice and healthy and our immune system's what it should be, we can deal with most of the stuff that we do encounter in our environment. But in today's world, everything is degrading your immune system. And, a lot of these people, I would almost bet, if they're, quarantined at home, that they would not get pneumonia just sitting at home. It seems like pneumonia is something that comes from people who have to go in and make a hospital stay. And for some reason, while they're in the hospital, is where you hear about pneumonia. The real problem with people getting pneumonia is, even with a regular flu, the people that sit at home that recover from it, you don't hear about people sitting at home really getting pneumonia. It's when they go to the hospital and they're hospitalized that you'll hear about them all of a sudden getting pneumonia and passing away from that. Complications from the flu or from something else. But when they go in there in an environment where that bug is there, quite prevalent apparently, because you hear a lot about people who've been in hospital that get out or die of pneumonia while they're in the hospital. So can I say for certain? No, but I've got my mind and I take information in and I try to figure out the best option that I can figure out. That's all I can say on that. Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's what I wanted to know. So okay, I'll let you guys carry on and talk to you later.
Thank you, man.
Thanks for your call. Appreciate that, man. Everything's all so interconnected. You were talking about frequencies and the fact that we haven't lived in this blanket of radiation for very long. In fact, the current blanket that we exist under is these cellular towers and, let's say the Wi-Fi thing, right? I have Wi-Fi in my house. Oh, I shouldn't do that. I should run cables everywhere. Yeah, maybe so. My neighbor has it too, and his Wi-Fi waves penetrate mine, but that's no reason why they're not so wired, right? So I can't have a phone. Cellular networks, they're penetrating everywhere. The frequencies that they've been doing, we've been doing for, 20, close to 30 years?
Satellites up there beaming frequencies down. We're bathing.
Yeah. But hang on, that's the music. We'll be right back with Republic of Texas Radio.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, Now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Welcome. Wow, that was weird. Did you hear that? I did. Republic of Texas Radio. Wow, then it must have just been me. Heard a nice white noise, kind of like a staticky thing. Like the beer flu.
Steve, you can't use white anymore, Steve. You have to say pigmentally challenged.
Noise? Pigmentally challenged noise, Alan? Really?
Hey, just going along with the program, Steve.
The beer flu is causing lots of problems right now, you know, and we talked a little bit about how, you know, you should be ready in case the whole world goes into a panic. And it's good because once you're done, you know, prepping for a little bit, and, you know, you'll be better off if you can sustain that kind of level. But here's the thing. We were just talking before the break about resonance frequencies. You know, the question has been, well, where did all these health problems start occurring in our population? And you can track that back to the 90s with the GMO foods brought to you by the Clintons. You can track that back to the cellular phone issue, cellular phone companies of the 90s, generally the 90s. That's when it started coming in. But recently they've brought in a lot more spectrums. Alan added that we've had satellites, you know, sending different frequencies. Now, you have to understand, these frequencies aren't necessarily good for people. In Switzerland, they tried to go live with their 5G stuff, right? You know, and when you talk 5G, there's different components of 5G, and there's the in-town component of 5G, which is meant to give gigabiggle bits to every single person in town, right? And they do this by strapping big boxes on top of light lamp posts and transmitting high frequency signals, usually in the multi-gigabit range between light poles and your device. So we're microwaving people, you know, at an intense rate. I don't remember exactly the frequency ranges, but they're somewhere around, whatever, like something around. They're very high. Let's just go with that. The microwave oven that you're used to, just let's keep that in a reference. It cooks at the 2.5 gigahertz level, right? So that's where they zap food. There you go. Look, mommy, it's hot. You cook it in minutes. Well, needless to say, the microwave frequencies that are coming off of the Wi-Fi right now, and I'm not talking cell phone. You know, I'm sorry if I'm kind of like bouncing back and forth. We're talking about radiation here. You know, it's the same kind of thing. You know, if you stick your face up to your local router, your Wi-Fi router, it's the same thing as going over to your microwave oven and sticking your face in front of that microwave and turning the dang thing on high, right? So you're going to get about that much radiation. Does it do instant damage? No, not necessarily. It could do some damage, though. You know, my mama always used to tell me, said, don't put your face in front of the microwave. There's no reason to watch that hot dog cook. You know, I have since gotten the microwave out of my house. You know, that's not one of the things that I cook with or utilize for, you know, a variety of reasons. I still have my router, though. Maybe that's a bad Steve type thing.
And you know that microwave, that microwave at that frequency, Steve, cooks these materials because that is the resonant frequency that, for water, it gets the water molecules vibrating to where it creates friction, and that's what heats the food. If you put something that's completely dry, that is completely anhydrous, in the microwave, it don't get hot. It just kind of sits there because the waves go right through it. There's nothing. They don't react with it. They don't set up those resonant frequencies that get everything vibrating in there. So, and that's kind of what...
Oh, really?
Yeah, you know, and all the standards of these frequencies, Steve, you know, the non-ionizing radiation, the standards they set up are, you know, does it create heat, you know, when it over a certain period of time, does it, you know, create a hot spot, you know? That's what they consider, you know, to be the dangerous stuff. They don't look at the cumulative effects of the buildup of what these things are doing inside your body simply because it does not vibrate to the point of where it creates enough friction that you feel heat. Does not mean that it's not doing something to the delicate stuff that's inside your body, you know, cell membranes, et cetera, you know, that, like I said, of different compositions, you know, how much magnesium does it have in it, how much, you know, this or whatever does, you know, a certain part of your cell have in it or a certain part of your body. So, and everyone's body is slightly different, so everyone has slightly different resonant frequencies for different things, and it's everything is individualized. And this is the allopathic system tries to make everything into a one cure all. You know, take this drug and it'll lower your blood pressure. Well, not in everyone. You know, it doesn't lower it. It lowers it by, you know, cutting out a certain part of the function of your body, what most allopathic, you know, pharmaceuticals do, instead of doing like the natural stuff, which actually boosts, you know, and strengthens the systems inside your body when it's gotten in a natural form. So that's just, thought I'd throw that in.
Yeah, definitely. Well, my point is kind of just really simple. The 5G networks are at a very high rate. They came online in Switzerland, and everybody started feeling sick, and so they shut them down. Nowadays, they're saying that the Swiss people, it was just misinformation that made people feel sick. You know, all of a sudden, you know, we get the coronavirus, and they go live on the 5G, and, you know, they're like, oh, I feel sick. Well, now they're, you know, are they sick? Or are they 5G'd? You know, or is it coming to our town? We have little things that are coming out, right, that are saying, like, because of the coronavirus, 5G will be late. It's already late. We need to get going. We don't ask ourselves, what is it? Why do we need it? It's one product that a bunch of people want to sell. And some of it is, you know, other people want it to be implemented so they can sell another product that relies upon this product. They're promising, you know, better things for our life if we roll out the 5G network. I mean, can you imagine checking out an egg while you're riding a bus that has no driver from your phone? Isn't that useful? If I want to check out an egg in my refrigerator and I'm riding a computerized driven bus, you know, that would be great, huh? I'll subscribe to that for $20 a month. No, it's silly. That whole thing's silly. Oh, well.
The world has gotten too used. Steve, the world and populations have been tricked into thinking that life should have no struggle whatsoever. Everything should be convenient. Everything should be easy. You should not have to work for everything. It should just be at your fingertips and there all the time. Instead of, you know, there's truth of the old saying, you know, and I will amend it a little bit of strife in life builds character. It you know, if everything is easy, you end up being like one of these SOBs that's doing this crap to us, you know, that's never had to struggle for anything in their life. And on the frequencies, once again, the higher and higher the frequencies go, the more power has to be put behind them to make them go as far as the lower frequencies were, because the way that it's constructed, the higher the frequency, the more they're bunched up, if you want to call it that, you know, the peaks of the amplitudes, you know, are bunched up. So they dump their power into objects that they encounter instead of going through them. Like lower frequencies, you know, on a low power, will penetrate, you know, objects. The higher the frequency you get, the more power you have to put behind it, because as it hits objects, it tends to dump its energy into it. That's why these 5G towers and everything have to be spaced so much closer together, and actually the power levels are even higher in the ones that are there. So is it causing damage to us? Well, you know, whatever it's hitting, it's dumping its energy into. So you tell me.
Yeah, it's a, you know, how do you fix that? Let's go to the phones. Hey, Mike in Kentucky. Good morning.
There we go. I heard a dial tone like a flash over to another call.
Yeah, that's my operator. He was kidding you. Just kidding.
I thought maybe it was the spooks and ghosts in the machine from 13 different human ant groups.
Probably was.
All up in the networks. Yeah, I think we're, you know, this whole 5G bubble is raising on a busted flush. It just means the hackers are going to be able to operate.
Well, raising on a busted flush?
They're bluffing. Oh. They're building this financial bubble so that they can expand the spending spree that is D.C. into space, because I think they're reaching the saturation point where a lot of people in the world are on to the tricks that they're doing to rewild large swaths of land in order to put assets into the World Bank, IMF, and stuff like that in order to leverage more debt, you know, do what, you know, the buzzwords you can find out there are like appeasement. You know, they're trying to appease the environmentalists and appease the, you know, the military industrial complex and appease the, you know, the social crowd that want all this. That everybody wants too much from government, and there is no conservatives. I don't think there hasn't been any true conservatives in Washington, D.C. for decades. You know, Eisenhower tried to warn us about the scientific dictatorship, but that part's left out. Most people quote the military industrial complex. But I've been studying on this 5G stuff, and it affects plants. It may, you know, if you start looking into quantum mechanics, there's there's this branch called spin chemistry, and I've been looking for nearly 20 years for an explanation to why I could set a glass of organic lemonade on a big magnet that I bought about 20 years ago, and it within about 2 hours in the fridge, it starts lost all its tartness, and it's, you know, the citric acid, or excuse me, ascorbic acid of the lemon juice is what makes it be tart. And so it's a fairly repeatable experiment if somebody wants to do it. Find yourself a big magnet. You know, the one I've got will affect the old cathode ray tubes about 6 feet away. You can mess with the convergence that it's called on a
CRT. You're talking about spin polarization and torsion physics. You know, when you look at our universe, let me see, the galaxies spin, they're spiral, the planets all revolve. You know, Coriolis force, everything. You know, there's torsion physics has been something that's been left out, and everything spins. You know, supposedly, apparently, you know, with spin polarization of different parts of atoms, can create whole different effects, like anti-gravity.
They're talking about this being able to do quantum transportation, you know, and all kinds of wild stuff. So I don't know if you guys saw the story that came out of China, and I haven't been able, obviously, it's getting crazy for trying to track down any of this stuff, and they're talking about censoring it so that we you know, to avoid so-called fake news or disinformation. But there was a story about a bunch of cats and dogs literally raining down out of these apartment buildings, and the cover story is that people were throwing them out because of this some tweet that a woman gave that was of some authority, you know, related to health or in the media, and people got the mistaken impression that the pets could transmit the coronavirus. So the cover story is they were throwing these people out, these animals out of windows, but it's in the zone where 5G was being deployed. So animals have a sense of direction based on their, you know, these cells that they can detect the Earth's magnetic field with. And there's a theory about that that gets into spin chemistry. And so did these animals get, you know, disoriented and or were being tortured by the 5G and jumped or fell? Or is it a cover story, you know, that they came up with for all these animals falling out of these apartments or falling out of whatever, trees and, you know, laying dead on the streets? Because
you know, Mike, for all we know, it could have been some weird Illuminati ritual or something that they're just covering up. I mean, the world has just gotten so insane, Mike. Like I said, it's Idiocracy mixed with hints of the Turner Diaries is almost the way it's getting to.
I think we're just finding out about more of it. I think this kind of weirdness has been going on for a long time, but thanks in part to the Internet, we're finding out about a lot of this weirdness like you're talking about.
What about... One of the things that I started hearing about 10 years ago, and I guess it's pretty old, it's that the William Rife, is it the Rife machine? It was a frequency machine. That one, I've seen one, and I had a couple people here in Fredericksburg that actually had Rife machines, and allegedly, I don't know how the story goes, that thing can be set to cure anything, because or cure diseases and, you know, different problems. But then, of course, that goes the same route as Tesla in the story. It's like, well, and all that stuff was taken, and nobody ever gets to hear about it ever again.
The National Security Council is known. It's known that the National Security Council has literally hundreds of things that they have declared national security and we're not allowed to know about it. So the patents themselves are you know, held by them or acquired by them somehow and kept secret or even off the market. I think that's fairly well known. I mean, some of the lamestream media has written that up.
They just claim it under national security, and they scoop it up, and it goes into the warehouse with all the Tesla stuff. Yeah, Mm-hmm. Like all the patents that come out that, you know, hey, you know, who was the little guy that when he was like 15 years old came out with a neurophone, you know, and hey, you know, deaf people can hear again. You know, it doesn't have to go through your ears. It can just go, you know, straight into your bones and your ear system and you know, make a little hyoid bone vibrate and you can hear, you know, through, electromagnetic means.
And you're talking about the bone phone? Up.
Yeah.
Right.
I remember the bone phone.
The neurophone, yeah.
You could drape, the bone phone that I remember, you draped it across your shoulders, and it actually vibrated sound through your skeleton up into your ear.
That was still using sound waves, I think, to do that. They weren't really using electromagnetic frequencies. That was still using, kind of like you can get little earphones that right now that do that. You know, they just kind of sit on right out on the outside of your ear, but the sound waves themselves actually vibrate in
mastoid process or something.
Right.
Well, that
it's the whole concept of the.
Go ahead.
Well, go ahead. Continue, Mike, and then we're going to have to jump to another call.
I was just going to say that there's one example that I know of, personal experience. I tested it, tried it out, it worked, and I guess the whatever you call it in Texas and at the national level. It was endorsed by Johnny Rutherford, and it's totally believable because you can find the Google patents on various fuel catalysts. So this particular one used toluene and some other, you know, ionized additives. But it was called EnviroMax, endorsed by the famous IndyCar racer Johnny Rutherford. I tested it out, and in a couple of different cars where it did not matter whatever I did, the mileage did not change. And one of those was a Ford Ranger that had a defective ignition module that California threatened to recall, like 6 million Tauruses and Rangers that had that same one. It would burn out from the heat. And so this thing, no matter what I did to it, platinum plugs, wires, you know, changed everything to tune it up. 18 miles to the gallon. I used something called Prestone Octane Boost. Ooh, on a long trip, I got 19 miles to the gallon. I drove two different Rangers, exactly identical drivetrains, an 86 and an 87. And no matter what I did to them, drive fast, drive slow, didn't matter. I got 18 miles to the gallon with that one exception, Prestone. Now, I got this EnviroMax. I put this EnviroMax catalyst in there, and it used the same stuff that used to be in mothballs that was used by drag racers back in the 50s called toluene, and not mothballs today, but it went to almost 23 miles to the gallon with that stuff. And, you know, within a year of me proving that worked, I kept a mileage log, and I went to the same gas station, got the same gas. I did this as meticulous as I could. And I topped off the tank and burped the tank and made sure I had the exact amount of gas in there every time. Summer, winter, spring, fall, it went from 18 miles a gallon to 23 miles a gallon. You can do almost the same thing with acetone. And it, despite the rumors on the Internet, it will not burn out your fuel pump. Can you imagine what would happen if the entire country started using that and the gas consumption went down 10 to 15%?
And you know, Mike, a lot of these technologies for fuel, you know, improvement, don't seem to work in the computerized, you know, controlled. You know, they have all the computer, you know, air fuel mixture controls and everything, because
I've tried this. I've tried this in several cars that have the modern fuel injected system. That's the one I'm talking about, the German engine, the 2.9 liter, which I think was rigged. No matter what you did to it, it got 18 miles a gallon. I don't know why. And right. I mean, you could change oxygen sensors.
Because they're made to be adjustable. It's not like the old motors where you could go out and you could try something new and you could manually adjust your fuel air mixture and it would stay at a certain point. You know, with today's engines, you can't do that because
everything. I don't think you guys are talking about the same thing. I think you're both on a different subject now.
Well, no, I did that with a 318 engine. That dang 318 with a two barrel carburetor. You could retard the timing back on the distributor cap. I had it in a 1974 Dodge Charger Special Edition, twice as heavy as this Ranger, without any real modifications other than tuning it up. I had it to 22 miles to the gallon, and that's because I retarded the timing back just to where the mixture was lean enough that it would start on a cold morning. and it would still top out at 118 miles a gallon, 118 mile an hour with the three-speed automatic. Now, this Ranger, and I did it in a 2.5-liter Jeep, same thing. I used it in an Oldsmobile 3.8, the Type 2 V6 engine. They're all computer-controlled with oxygen sensors and all that since about 1986. And so the car companies made a deal with the petroleum companies not to allow the mileage to go above a certain amount, and they are not allowed to vaporize the fuel. And you could buy...
That sounds like a conspiracy to me.
It is a conspiracy because... Like I say, this one product worked, and the Attorney General of Texas shut them down big time. And anybody can do this for themselves. If you want to try it, if you've got a car that you're not too worried about tearing up and you don't trust, you know, you believe the dang Internet gurus that say it won't work, it'll burn out your fuel pump. If you've got a car that the fuel pump's easy to change on, use about 1.5 ounces or about an ounce of acetone for 10 gallons of gas. Now, the reason they can't put this in the fuel is it's so volatile, it will evaporate at the refinery before it gets to you at the pump. But you can put it in your tank every time you fill up, put in an ounce or two, depending on how many gallons you put in there and how long it's been since you've filled up. And when you go to change those plugs, they'll be clean as a whistle. I mean, you can burn that plug down to where there's a huge gap in it. It'll still spark. It may be kind of yellow spark, but those plugs will be as clean.
And see, Mike, with the newer engines, Mike, though, you know, like you said, you know, with the older ones, you know, what you're doing, you're changing, you know, the combustion rate of the fuel. So, you know, and in the old one, you could, like you said, you know, you could adjust, you know, where the spark hit, you know, top dead center, or, you know, before or afterwards, you know, you could adjust when the spark would hit. And so, and there's an optimal point with every vapor, you know, with every, I guess, the vaporization point or the, you know, when it fires off, you know, you add something to your gas, it's going to change the rate of that, which you would have to change, you know, like you said, you know, your retard or advance the timing on the spark. And in the newer cars, that they, like you said, there's a conspiracy to where you can't do that, so you can't experiment near as much as you used to be able with the old stuff.
Well, there's some.
We're gonna move along. Sorry, right. Guys. You know, I need to get to the phones before the whole thing ends. Thanks, Mike. Appreciate you. And Alan, that was very interesting. Art in Georgia. Hey, Art. Good morning.
Good morning, fellas. How you doing?
I'm doing pretty well. How are you?
Well, I know you were a little under the weather last week, you know, so I don't, I hope you're feeling better.
yeah, definitely.
Anyway, y'all were talking about the 5G, the smart meters and stuff, and fortunately, yeah, I remember warning my mom about smart meters years ago, you know, unfortunately, she refused to send in the I want to opt out of the smart meter thing, so ended up, they put a smart meter out here, but fortunately, it's probably a good 25, 30 feet from the house, fortunately, which I'm glad about, because I don't have to worry about, you know, that part, because they say it should be so many feet away from you or something like that, away from your house or something like that. But what concerns me is this 5G thing with, we've heard, you know, people like your previous caller there, I can't call his name right now, who happens to be one of my favorite callers, and others, and we've heard, what's her name, Susan Stossel. We've heard Vicki Davis and a whole host of people talk about this 5G thing. And what really worries me is, you know, they're talking about putting one of these 5G things on the top of every single power pole in the country, if I'm understanding correctly. And here's where I find that to be problematic and very troubling, is because I have a power pole right in my backyard, only about 30 feet from the house. Now, how's that going to affect me?
Art, it's even worse than that. You know that all the cube satellites are putting up there. What, 20,000 of them they want up there or something like that? So it'll bathe the whole planet and everyone will have 5G?
Purple rain. Maybe that's the purple rain that Prince was talking about. Yeah, it's going to be interesting when they blanket this place. You know, I don't know. I kind of expect 2020 to be a really weird year now. Art, what do you think? You know, from your look at the coronavirus and what I perceive as panic going on throughout the United States, that panic is probably, I'm not, panic, maybe that's the wrong word. Paranoia might be the right word. But I do perceive that it is out there and it's being, you know, kindred, you know?
Yeah.
What do you think? Am I off? Because I'm not too, go ahead, you know.
You know, when you talk about paranoia is unfounded fear. My fears are not unfounded. You're not paranoid. You're not paranoid. You are rightfully fearful. And, you know, you mentioned the coronavirus thing. With that, we're talking over 1,000 people already dead from this. And we know that China didn't say anything for a month. It was a month before they told anybody anything. So they told us in December there was a problem, which means, it, you know, 50 million people since November, when it first actually began in November, 50 million people had already been in and out of China throughout that month that they didn't say anything. So we have no idea who these people are, if they might have been infected. We now have 100-something cases. I don't know if y'all heard this, but I was actually reading an article yesterday, 100-something cases here in the United States already. Wait a minute, that's a far cry from the 15 I heard about just a couple weeks ago. So I don't know.
My question in that sense goes to, how do we know that that's actually true? You know, that there is 1,000 people dead from this. Did they actually test all the people in China? There's no transparency. And then here in the United States, Art, you know, if we go by Mike Adams, what he's saying, he's sitting there telling us that all the test kits can't test the damn thing. Right? He's saying that they're fake. They will give you a positive or a negative. Depends on what the hell happens, right? And so nobody in the U.S. has ever been tested for this. So how do you say somebody has it in the U.S.? And how do you say they die if you can't test for it? Right? You know, what we're getting is a bunch of smoke and mirrors. And, you know, it seems to be not just because it's coming from the communication is coming from the communists. It's coming from our government, who's being non-disclosive again, like they always have. Hey, at least they're consistent, Art. I don't know. It's crazy.
Yeah, right. And, you know, I mean, as far as that goes, I don't believe a damn word any of them are saying, really. But I am still concerned about this because, you know, we've heard people talking about, well, we really don't see it as being too much of a real problem here in the United States yet, blah, blah. Well, if that be the case, then why are we quarantining all of these people? Why are we rerouting all of these people? Why is the CDC working at breakneck speeds to set up quarantine points? And why are they in such a frantic rush to try to develop a vaccine if it's not really a problem in the United States and a pandemic is not the biggest concern? Someone's lying to someone somewhere.
To relate it to something else also. You remember on 9/11 2001, 3,000 some odd, you know, people died in New York City, and I don't know about you, but you know, the rest of us out here that weren't in New York City were supposed to be terrified that brown camel riding people living in caves are going to come and get you. You know, because 3,000 people died at one time in a very bad thing that wasn't what it was presented to be in the first place. But the rest of us out here were all supposed to be living in fear of the brown people riding camels because of something that supposedly happened by these, you know, it was caused by these people. It's kind of, you know, it kind of sucked if you were one of the 3,000 people, you know, but were you really scared? Were you really scared where you were in the country at that point in time that brown people were going to crash planes into your house out here in the country or something? You know,
No, I was right here in Georgia. I was right here in Georgia.
You have to look at...
And the only emotion I was feeling was anger.
Yeah. Yeah. I know. So, you know, I mean, they instill this. There's some other kind of plan behind it, you know, getting rid of cash because, oh, cash passes germs. We've always heard, oh, don't touch that money, it's dirty, you know, which is true. But, you know, is there some other ultimate plan behind this? Because, you know, like I said, if there was 1 million people dead in China, you know, I'd be a little more concerned. But, you know, 1,000 people in China or 2,000 people in China, you know, that, you know, hell, you know, that's like, you know, spitting on a sidewalk. You know, how many people is that going to infect? You know, it's in the overall scheme of things, it's a very, very, very small, minute, you know, percentage of the population of China, if not the, you know, the world. So, you know, until millions of people start dropping dead, you know, I take the normal precautions I take. You know, are these people actually dying of this flu? Or, from what I've heard, most of them are dying from, like, pulmonary problems, pneumonia, you know, things like that are complications brought on by the flu, maybe. But that happens with the normal flu every year. So, you know.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
Yeah. You know, until millions of people actually start dropping dead, I, you know, there's nothing to just take your normal precautions.
Well, here's the deal. They've already started to panic by saying, quarantine people in Washington, quarantine people in California. Doesn't matter what's true. When you start voluntarily quarantining people, and then once you up that level to actually quarantining them, then the panic really sets in, and then everybody starts going crazy and nuts and whatever. It's live.
Anyway, hey, Steve.
Hey.
Steve, do you want to try again this evening?
Let's not do this evening. There's too much going on today, but maybe we can shoot for next weekend?
Yeah, next Sunday at work. I'll email you and we'll talk.
Sounds great. Awesome.
All right, man. Y'all have a great week.
You too. Hey, any last words you got there, Alan, to say over the dead horse?
just not. Just keep your own mind with you, folks. Don't let you be led around. You know, like a leading a horse at the end with a carrot dangling out in front of them. You know, try to use your own brain, kind of come to your own conclusions. Do what you can. That's all we can do in this world, because we're up against a big machine that's grinding against us.
Hey, David in San Francisco, sorry I couldn't bring you on. Ran out of time. Maybe next weekend, man. Until then, Republic of Texas Radio will be back next Sunday. Keep your coronavirus play suits on or don't. Yeah, whatever. See you guys.
In the farther sky, paid attention to each little blessing in this life. Had a more intimate connection with the spirit world. Learned as a community and equally taught every boy and girl. The tree of life is us, my friends.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hands seem to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendova.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.